first contact was about 76, 77, Yokohama, Japan, at the Honda plant. Punch cards. Punch cards? Crazy. Huge machines and all these little white cards with little holes going down the lines, making all these clicking sounds. 6 years old, don't understand what the hell they were doing. My uncle had to explain to me because he was a research engineer for Honda's racing, Formula One racing team. Basically, what they were crunching is the coefficient of drag of certain chassis for the Honda team for the F1 circuit that year. All right, fast forward to Fairfax, Virginia. Commodore Amiga 1000. First love of PC era. How I program it? C. Back in the days. C language. Audio visual was the king back in the days. You know, 512 or 256 VGA native. 84, Arlington, Virginia. Amiga 1000. Back up. So there's like Atari, Commodore 64, Commodore. Okay, Atari 2600, 82, 83. It was cool, but you know, it was just all games, so I had to step up a little bit. So 84, purchased an Amiga 1000 from a family computing center in Northern Virginia. What attracted me to the Amiga 1000 was the C interface programming. You can pretty much tell the Amiga what to do. And as far as audio, audio video wise, there's no other. The Amiga 1000 was the king. You can hook up a camera to it. You can do audio, AV editing. To this day, TV stations still use Amiga 1000 and Amiga line to do, AV editing for their TV shows. Okay, 85, I upgraded the Amiga from 256 kilobytes to 512 kilobytes, and that cost me $450 back in fucking 84. You know how much... I'm talking about weeks of allowance money and the money I save and the amount of hustling I have to gather to bump up my machine to like 256 to... I was 14 years old. So how I was hustling was... buying concert tickets, scalping at concerts, and buying beer, selling to people at school, and selling porn to my schoolmates because I needed to upgrade my Commodore 1000 so I can encode my video faster, have the speed recognition faster. So after that, college time, and IBM machines and 8088 processors, and then the PC Junior. After that was the PC Junior, pre-Pentium. Right. Pre-Windows. After Amiga, so it was Amiga OS, C-based interface. After Amiga, it was PC-based, was IBM DOS. After IBM DOS was DOS. It was strictly DOS. This is after Bill Gates hijacked IBM, like the coup of the century, if you will. And, So that was PC DOS. And there was also, I also own an Apple IIe. That was pretty dope. The Windows was extremely intriguing, extremely functional at that time. The single mouse kind of thing was kind of fucking me up because Amiga had a mouse, two button mouse. It was sick. Yeah, the Apple IIe, the single mouse was kind of fucking me up. The graphics was monochrome, so I had to ditch that because Amiga was 256 VGA, and after I upgraded to 512K, it was just sick, sick, sick video. It was sick video. So after that, after the 2E, college-wise, in the 8088s, and worked on some super computers at that time, worked on some crates for, because I went to school for aerospace engineering in Embry-Riddle, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Which school?
Embry-Riddle. They have access to crates because we had to do all sorts of wind tunnel testing. We had to do all sorts of coefficient drag testing, stress testing on the wings and stuff like that. So we had some access to create some SGIs, and that was my first exposure to Unix. VI editor, you know, back then was SGI IREX, Unix. So after that, Linux came out. My first interaction with Linux was Linux kernel 0.90. 1990, 1991. Yeah, it was pretty old. And then back then, Windows was on 2.1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so basically, we got really high at my friend's house. We got this Linux kernel of the BBS bulletin board. And we were trying to get it together. And we thought we were cool, you know. And we pulled this kid out of nowhere, out of some fucking trailer park in Florida. He was like, yeah, I can compile that kernel for you. Back in the days, I was like, kernel, what the hell are you talking about? Like KFC shit? You know, he was like, yeah, man, this kid, Linux, Torvald from Finland, Linux is hot as shit. It'll make your machine run so much faster. So, yeah, this was a 286 machine, and I built my first Linux machine back in 92, 93. And Windows for Workgroups 3.1 came out in 94. And that shit was whacked, and because we couldn't get any of the networking stuff going. After that, I kind of dropped out of computer stuff in a while until 94. AMD DX100 chips. This is the 486-100 chips. Outperformed the Pentium 100s and Pentium P90s back in the days. In 95 was, you know, the P120s, 130s, 150s, and so on and so forth. From that point on, it just pretty much Pentium until the P2 era, and AMD started coming on strong. Pentium was key until P2. I had a P2, and after that I switched to AMD Athlon, and after that it was just Athlon AMD all the way through. Right now, actually, before I came to Japan, I had just built an AMD 64 4200 dual-core processor. The reason why I need that, because I do a lot of music, I do a lot of video work, I do a lot of Photoshop work. I need all that extra, you know, extra threading processing power. So yeah, I know, I'm a geek. So right now, I have 3 desktops and 3 laptops, and I have access to a supercomputer. It's a free project, and I have access to 4 web servers and a lot of freaking routers on the internet. And from my first touch of a keyboard back in the days to now, 30 plus PCs and Macs. You know, late 80s BBS was hella strong. You know, we were war dialing back in the days. What we would do is we would go to neighbors, you know, like your neighborhood PBX box, and rewire shit so you can war dial from other people's phone numbers, so when you get in trouble, you won't get caught. And from that point on, the next thing of internet would be the early 90s when AOL started coming on. And AOL was one of the first web content providers. Besides AOL, there was Prodigy. Of course. Yeah, Gopher, NewsNet, you know. You use Pine, and it's very basic, but as far as the internet and the www, or, you know, World Wide Web goes. My first internet exchange was probably 89, 90. Tam and Son, 1970, so today will be 34.